Talk with Steve Bobe.
Microphone on. Is it on now? Sorry, folks. This is Steve Bobe and the Money Talk Show. Sitting in for Don Silver tonight. Starting off with a little high-tech stumble. Markets did not today. Pretty benign behavior in the markets. Yesterday's news was very important in that it was Federal Reserve not planning on raising interest rates. So that's a little more opportunity for those of you who may be helping our economy along here. Thank you for doing that. And we hopefully will get to the point where people get buy homes and get reasonable mortgage interest rates. And it's a, you know, a good time to purchase a car if it's a suitable purchase for you. But interest rates are a very funny thing. They are low rates like we have right now, really benefit the young folks. You hear my young son, Nathan, he's not that young, he's in his 30s, but he's at that time of his life where, you know, he's acquiring things, houses and all that stuff. And that's a time when it's great when interest rates are low, although it's a difficult thing for people who want a risk-free interest on their money. That's the group of you who are having the most tough time in the last several years with interest rates being at record lows. So we're going to talk a little bit tonight about dividends from ETFs. I have a few to talk about. I've selected them only because I'm knowledgeable of them, and they help me to make the point, you know. But they're really not specific recommendations in any way about any particular fund or that kind of thing. We'll tell you that I believe, anyway, that it is these exchange-traded funds today are really probably the most efficient way to invest. You don't have a lot of hotshot managers with million-dollar salaries, usually. Although some of those are available as well, but kind of goes against the grain, I think. The idea of the ETF is to be tradable daily. You can sell it anytime you want, so it's very tax efficient. Some people who invest after tax money, you know, not 401k, not IRA, things like that, will find with old fashioned mutual funds, you could buy a mutual fund in May of this year and get a capital gains tax at the end of the year without actually making any money. So it's called embedded capital gains. Most of these, not all, of course, but most of these new ETFs, exchange-traded funds, have not been around long enough to have any of the stocks in the portfolio really, really balloon up. So if you buy an ETF now, and they don't do distributions anyway like managed funds do, but they don't have that sort of pent-up problem hiding in there. I've actually had this happen to me where a client many years ago made an investment with cash money in a growth mutual fund in like February or March, you know, by the end of the year, it was not up. There was no gain. And that was okay because, you know, the person understood it was long term. But when you get a 1099 to pay taxes and you didn't make any money, that's a very tough one to explain, right? And how you explain it is that three or four of the stocks in the portfolio that had big gains, the portfolio managers thought it was a good time to take some of those gains. And when they do, it's called a pass-through with a regular mutual fund, and the gains pass through to you and I, you know, as shareholders. So if you had that happen to you in the past, it's unfortunate. Now, the good news is when that does happen, capital gains, if they're reinvested, raise your cost basis in that mutual fund so that when you sell it later, you'll pay less taxes than you would have had that not happened. So a lot of people think it creates a double taxation. It does not. It just shifts tax to a different column. But it really doesn't increase the tax at all. This is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, your station for talk and business. 437-5000, 1-888-345-0790. I've been told we have some baseball or something tomorrow night, and so half a show maybe, so I think we're going to take the night off and enjoy our sports tomorrow night right here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Hey, there's a lot of dividends to be gotten out there. Take a look at an ETF symbol, MUB. This MUB is a mutual municipal bond fund. You know, 2.8% dividend, tax-free. Pretty nice for someone who wants income. You surely can't get that in the bank, and if you could, it would be taxable. Now, tax-free bonds are more risk than a CD, but not an awful lot more. They are, you know, pretty close if you compare the CD, you know, risk level to stocks and things of that nature, the more high risk things, the tax free bonds are a very attractive and very popular thing for people who are around you know, my age and up. I'm 58. I have some myself with cash investments. I actually saw an IRA a while ago that had a tax free bond fund inside of it. I couldn't understand that, what the purpose of that is, but Don't do that, people. Don't buy tax-free bonds inside of your IRA. Why not? Because eventually the gains will all be taxed. And you, and for most people, you're not in a high enough tax bracket for municipals to make sense at this point. What we do is we track the yield gap between the municipal rate of return and, say, a comparable taxable return bond, like corporate paper. And then we look at the current tax brackets that are in place in our nation at the time and decide, and take a look and just see if the majority of people, which way would they be better off. And I will tell you right now, the majority of people that are probably listening would probably not be best off with the tax-free municipal bonds. You're probably better off trying to get 4 or 5% in a taxable bond. If your real tax bracket is 20%, you'll net 4 with after taxes, where the tax-free one is, although it's tax-free, it's a much lower return. So you have to be pretty much in a pretty good stride tax bracket-wise, I think, anyway, for municipal bonds to make sense. Although on occasion we'll recommend them to folks just because of their stable, conservative nature, and people just love getting income and not paying taxes on it, no matter how you analyze it for them. So you understand, if your tax bracket is 10% and you invest in traditional taxable bonds, even after you give up your 10%, you'll net more than you would tax-free in the tax-free bonds. With someone in a higher tax bracket, not so much the case. So tax-free bonds, again, mostly for those of us that are older and wanting to be very conservative with the money. A little warning for me tonight, anyway. I would not speculate on the U.S. stock market at all right now. I think it's very close to fully valued. What does that mean? Markets correct from a fully valued state, just like balloons pop when they're fully expanded, right? Balloon doesn't pop when it's one quarter full, right? Pops when it's full, when it's being stretched. Now, does that mean we don't own U.S. stocks? Of course not. It just means I would not speculate on such a thing. I would not put money in now, expecting to get it out in a few months with some nice gains. I don't think that's going to work too well. Most likely from now through September, whatever dividends you gain in your account will likely be the gains you have in U.S. equities. However, I think if you take a look at some of the overseas stuff, it's been a long time since the international investments, stocks and things, have not been a drag on the portfolio. Over the past 5 to 7 years, it's has not been a good thing to have in there. Started introducing emerging markets a year or so ago, and that's paid off pretty well. Year to date, our stock market, U.S. stocks, S&P 500 up 6%. The emerging markets funds are up 12% or so. Even Europe funds, an interesting mutual fund, ETF, EFA, and also EFV for value stocks, EFA for growth stocks. So depending on whether you want income or not, I like income at my age, even though I don't need it. Meaning I like to see the investments making that. It's like rents on an apartment building. So that's a very appealing way, I find, to explain people what a moderate portfolio is. An aggressive growth portfolio is raw land that you buy on a lake in northern Rhode Island and you hope you sell it in 20 years at a higher price, because the land around it builds up, and then it becomes a hot item. That's very different than collecting rents by renting an apartment or renting out a commercial space, So if you've been frustrated with the ups and downs, too much volatility, dividends will help that. Dividends are proof of profitability. And believe it or not, even though interest rates are the lowest that most of us can remember them being, some of these dividends are not too bad right now. Let's take a look at, I mentioned DVYE, that's an emerging markets equity fund. Kind of specializes in more staple industries like financials, food, utilities. Nice consistent dividends there, 4 to 5%. S&P 500 probably has a dividend of about 2 as a comparison, How about preferred stocks? We really don't hear anything at all about them. Nice word, huh? Preferred. I'd like to be a preferred something, right? Preferred customer. That's a good one, right? VIP. Preferred stocks are different stocks in that they are designed to generate income, not growth. So in the long run, if a company has both preferred and common stock, the preferred stock will give you a higher dividend. This particular ETF that has a slice, let's say, of S&P 500 companies in it, has a dividend of about 5 or 6% or so. But if, this, if the U.S. stock market has a banner year and gains 50%, this might not hardly even move because it's not a growth, primary growth asset. It is a primarily income asset, PFF. Also, some amazing tax facts around this guy. Yeah, 5.73%. If you own this investment, PFF, iShares, U.S. Preferred Stock ETF, commission-free, if you own this, you'll get a dividend of 5.7%. And if you are married filing jointly and have an income of under $50,000 a year, it can be tax-free, whether you are nerdy enough or not to check it out. Visit the IRS website, irs.gov, and in their little search window in there, type in Topic 409. And that's just their little code name for a full, you know, it's a full page, 8 by 11 of heavy tax jargon. But right in the middle of the paragraph, this is what I use to show customers this. And I ask them sometimes, it goes, when I find out what their income is, you know, talk to their tax experts, because that's really not me, to see if they can you imagine having money in a bank right now and it's earning nothing and you're frustrated, you need income, and you could be getting 5% tax-free. There, you know, without a lot of risk if you're cool about it long term. You see, if you had a CD paying 5% and you wanted to collect the income from it, you could never take the principal out, right? Otherwise, you'd lose the dividend. So if you invest in something like preferred stocks, then you were to go down in value because they can fluctuate up and down. You know, 20% is pretty common. They are stocks. They're preferred stocks, but they are stocks. And so this is a good way to get income today. Now, another very exciting thing is that in addition to some of these dividends, and check out this last one, AWF, AllianceBernstein High Yield Bond, about almost 7% dividends, 6.6. Dividends on stocks and bonds are very different than bank accounts. We don't even call the bank account a dividend. We call it an interest rate, you know. But when a company for its stock or even a bond company is going to pay out its next dividend, there has to be a declaration of what the dividend will be. It's not guaranteed every quarter. It's called fixed, but fixed isn't guaranteed, you know. And so it's a matter of process of how you go through the whole process. So we're talking about ETFs tonight on the Money Talk program. We're talking about dividend-paying ETFs. I'm not going to talk an awful lot about aggressive growth ones tonight because I think they're pretty pricey right now. But if you're interested in or comfortable with nice dividends from 3 to 5%, stay with us through the break and we'll continue on the other side. We'll be right back.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts Iced Coffee is America's iced coffee, now available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 North and South busy coming into town right now due to earlier crashes that had things hung up, especially on the southbound side. Still feeling it from Mineral Spring Ave in on 146. The crash on 10 South has cleared out, so things should start to move better for you as you leave town on 6. Headed westbound. Coming into 195, you're going to be hung up as well. Getting into 95, 295 north. Slow going by 37, stays busy up through the canyon. I'm Rich Tito with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by GNC. Now on sale through May 17th, the best pre-workouts, proteins, vitamins, and fish oil are buy two, get one free, and mix and match. Change begins at GNC.
The Chain Smokers. 22 nominations. Right. 22 nominations. 21 pilots. 17 nominations. Nominations for the 2017 Billboard Music Awards, showcasing this year's hottest and biggest stars live from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
Here we go again.
2017 Billboard Music Awards. Don't miss a minute. Live Sunday, May 21st, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hi, I'm Joan McCallan, CEO of the ICMA Retirement Corporation. Do you know if you'll be ready for retirement? You should. And now you can gain invaluable insight on how your gender, age, and income can affect your retirement plans. You can also learn how to maximize your retirement savings. Visit www.icmarc.org for more information on the National Save for Retirement campaign and start saving now.
Time now for a Bloomberg Green Business Report. It's a boost in a worldwide effort for solar power. Alphabet's Google is providing rooftop solar mapping software to German utility giant E.ON for solar energy. A Google spokesperson says the plan is for E.ON to use Project Sunroof data on the utility's website to show solar potential for German households. According to the story first reported by Handelsblatt, the software uses Google Earth Maps and weather information to help customers calculate how much they could save by installing panels. It's also the first time the software is being offered outside the U.S. E.ON, based out of Essen, Germany, is increasing efforts to boost investments in renewable energy. In 2016, E.ON spun off its fossil fuel assets into a separate company. And that is a Bloomberg Green Business Report.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of the Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Boston Celtics play on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Isaiah finds Horford diving in the basket, steps around, zips her, scored on the foul.
Boy, this is like the OK Corral. You shoot, I'll shoot. You duck, I won't duck. I got hit. Wow.
They are not only alive, they are well. Celtics lead it 3-2.
The Boston Celtics play on AM 790 Talk and Business. This is Money Talk with Steve Bove, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Talk show on AM 790. Tonight we're talking about dividends. Very exciting, huh? I guess if you're a financial nerd like me, it is. My professional obligation to my clients is to find these type of things, to do the research necessary, and they're changing all the time. We have a database in our office, and many other financial people that might be listening will also be aware of this. It's called Morningstar. It's really a wonderful, wonderful service. But the Morningstar program currently has about 330,000 different mutual funds, you know, ETFs in that database. I mean, think about that for a moment, what that would be like to try to master, you know, that many of those type of things. There's just too many of them. So the software, of course, will let you search out and find some pretty exotic stuff. It's a bit of a double-edged sword in that if you have the base knowledge, it really can be pretty terrific, you know. But if not, it can just be overwhelming. And I could picture somebody stumbling through this stuff. And I can remember many years ago a listener calling the show at another time in the past when I happened to like emerging markets. And because they really weren't that skilled at doing the research, they made a good investment in that market. Market did, you know, 70% in 2 years, and they lost money. And they called the show back, and they told me what the fund was, and they bought the wrong fund. They bought an emerging markets bond fund, not an emerging markets stock fund. So it can be very tricky. Even the labels that are on these funds today sometimes don't tell you, you know, the entire picture about what's going on with them. And some, they make a good attempt to do that. I always thought that it would be a good law. And I think that the more we allow the investment companies and insurance companies, financial companies in general, to be, you know, more sophisticated than necessary, it just makes it difficult for the rest of us, right, to understand what the heck's going on. So I like simple. I believe there should be a law that if you're the Bove Mutual Fund Company and you have an international growth fund, then the fund should have to be called, must be called, the Bove International Growth Fund, the Bove Short-Term Bond Fund. You follow me? when you allow names like New Opportunities and things like that, it moves the conversation from financial to psychological, and I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think that people in the financial business should be messing with your head in order to get your attention. We try in the Money Talk show here to offer helpful advice in order to get your attention. Hey, this weekend, if you got the time, you're tired of hearing this one from me, but usually Don's here tonight, so I know he talks about it too. Check out your liability insurance. It's a big, bold letter on my pad almost every night I've been here for 25 years. If you're going to have a financial disaster, it's most likely going to be a car accident. And many of you listening right now, and it's quite an audience now after 25 years, and many of you are, you know, like me, you know, not as young as we all were 20 years ago when we started this program. You have to take a look at risk as you get older, and I believe in lowering the risk as you get older. One of the things we say in our office is do you want to take more risk than is necessary? And almost everyone says no. Only want to take the risk necessary to accomplish what I need to accomplish. That means draft a financial retirement analysis, a customized one, and calculate what the rate of return must be in order to achieve it. And go forward, you know, with obviously a monitoring of the program. This is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, your station for talking business. A little bit of technical difficulties tonight, folks. I apologize for my non-skill. My financial skills, I assure you, are as sharp as can be. But as far as my radio skills, I've always been very grateful to both Don and the station that they let me do this. But we're trying to transfer information in a cost-effective manner, in a fast way. Also, as you heard Wednesday night, Nathan is now doing on Wednesdays some a little bit of more consumer advocate type of research work. We see things on the TV, we hear ads, you know, and so many people are curious about these things, sometimes to eliminate them as options, right? Necessarily in a positive way. But they don't want to order the material because guess what's going to happen after the material comes to the house? Maybe someone knocks on the door several times, phone calls, emails, you know, salespeople, and people don't like that. So when we see things that we think are a little bit questionable anyway, we're going to call up and order. Nathan has created a dummy email for himself because he knows they'll do the same thing to him. And they're not going to sell him anything, right? We know that. So check it out. Check out the Money Talk Show every night at 5 p.m. We have quite a team of hosts on the program. Our hosts are all certified financial planner professionals. That means we went through a couple-of-year grueling course of a diversity of financial planning, investing, tax training, even a little bit of psychology on how to know, you know, when someone's telling you what you want to hear instead of telling you the truth. Sometimes when you ask someone what their comfort level is with risk, conservative people sometimes feel pressured, thinking that it's not cool or hip, you know, to say, look, I'm conservative. If you work with people who don't let you feel that way, then you need to get with someone a little more sensitive, I would think. Some advisors, I guess, or companies have a, you know, kind of a boilerplate way of doing things. If you want to have the absolute best match for your money, then make sure that you go to an organization, if you get help with it, you know, that customizes, that does each account one at a time. Now, there's some similarities, right? If you and I are the same age and we both feel like we're comfortable with moderate risk, then my account and your account should look a little similar. They don't have to be exactly the same, but the core of it should be very similar because the core of the philosophy is identical, actually, in those two situations. So anyway, Monday night, of course, Don Soa, the founder of the program. Tuesday night, Don Soa and his daughter, Donna Grace Soa Allard. Wednesday night, Nathan Bove and myself, Steve Bove. Father and son, father and daughter on the team, on the radio program. We try to wrap things up on Friday night, give you a sense of what happened for the week. We won't be here tomorrow night. We're gonna be bumped off due to some other programming that's part of our arrangement. That's perfectly fine. The weather's breaking a little bit, not so cold anymore. And we are out of the sweet spot, folks. Traditionally, in the 30 years I've been watching anyway, it's pretty rare, let's put it that way. I did not say it doesn't happen, but it's pretty darn rare that U.S. stocks gain value from March through October. It just usually doesn't happen. The average return over 25 years is about zero. It's about flat. Now, how that manifests itself, there's a word for you, huh? Is that it oftentimes will have a peak in July or August and then a correction in September. and that's how it gets back to break even again. It often can be up slightly in the summertime. The in the days of trading in the 1950s and 60s, the expert traders, said sell in May and go away. They wouldn't invest at all May through October. And that, that's a comment that goes back to the 1950s. So surely there's some validity to that. I will tell you that investing is like fishing in that knowing a lot helps you a little. You know, I mean, compared to a person with no financial background, I probably know an awful lot more than they do. But they can get a very nice return like I can by investing correctly with a good psychology and employing the discipline itself to be long-term. If you read a prospectus, and you're supposed to before you invest, almost all of them will tell you that it's meant to be a very, very long-term investment, extremely long-term. I believe that looking at the value of your investments on the internet, you know, on a daily or weekly basis is unnecessary. I do think it also fosters a more short-term mentality about your investments, which I do not believe is in your best interest. So I don't encourage clients to do that sort of thing. I don't do it myself. I get a statement every month on my account. Now, of course, I'm on the internet all day doing client work and things, so I can look at things. But as far as, you know, really looking at it in a hard way, I look at my own once a month. Now, if there is an event that occurred or a reason to take a closer look, you know, more often than monthly, surely I can do that not only with my own account but with client accounts as well. So there's a little bit of a difference between your standard, you know, standard practice of review and awareness of client accounts and reacting to something that you think is going on. The macro trend right now, I believe the biggest trend is not Mr. Trump as president. It's not the new health care we're going to have. It's not a wall. It's not any of these things. It is the emerging markets in Europe are overdue, that's all. You know, they're overdue to have their turn, I think, and they're having it right now. Year-to-date, U.S. stocks are up 6%, Europe stocks up about 12%, and emerging markets up 14%. History says if there's a similar pattern this year, that will continue through the end of the year. This is Steve Bovey on the Money Talk Show, and I'll be right back.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0505 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0505 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0505.
With Dr. Jim Wilkinson of Seascape Lawn Care, a leader in the industry, and here's more of an example. Jim, I understand that Seascape has attained a green certification from the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management.
Dan, we're one of only a few lawn care companies in Rhode Island that have received this green certification. Seascape is periodically audited under this voluntary program to ensure that we're meeting performance standards, have implemented best management practices, and we comply with all environmental requirements.
So, Jim, can you give me an example of something that Seascape does that other companies might not?
Sure. One consideration in the certification program is our use of enhanced efficiency fertilizers designed for reduced impact on the environment. They reduce waste and reduce the possibility of loss to the environment.
One more example of why Seascape should be your lawn fertilization company of choice. Call Seascape Lawn Care today at 1-800-294-LAWN or online at seascapeinc.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Your business is growing, which means now you need to hire more people.
Oh, the searching.
The emails.
Where do we start?
ZipRecruiter. Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, ZipRecruiter makes hiring simple. One click and your job is posted to over 100 job sites. Use ZipRecruiter's dashboard to easily screen and evaluate candidates and find the right hire fast. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. Now try ZipRecruiter free. Just click the banner now or go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is Money Talk with Steve Bobe, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to the Money Talk Show on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I've been doing this for 25 years, and we had a little glick there, and it's very strange to do this and not be able to hear yourself when you've done it that way for so long. But we got through it thanks to our technical folks that straightened things out. Hey, it's travel time, right? Vacation time. Money Magazine does a lot of great stuff that's not necessarily, you know, stocks and bonds. They do other stuff. A lot of stuff on travel. I thought I'd share this with you. I won't go into great detail, but if you're looking for a good balanced, you know, vacation destination, this article was referring to these destinations I'll share with you as being, you know, a good balance of price and quality and all that stuff. St. Augustine, Florida was the number one choice. Estes Park in Colorado. Bar Harbor, Maine, one of my favorites. Fort Worth, Texas. Never been to Texas. Albuquerque, New Mexico. And those were the top five in America cities that won this year's best place to visit. How about if you want to go overseas? How about Hanoi, Vietnam, Bali, Indonesia? And these overseas ones were rated based on political safeness. You know, you want to be walking into a disaster at the time of publication anyway, right? The world changes fast. I'm sure North Korea is not on here. Crete, Greece, Cusco, Peru, and number five, Paris, France. I wonder if it's Paris, France has got to be on there forever, huh? As far as global, cost-effective, you know, not too bad a crime, not too bad a political war scene kind of thing going on. Hey, a good old America is a great place. Check it out. Even if you're a young family here in New England, only because I have been through that time of my life. New England is a beautiful place. Beaches are an inexpensive family vacation. You know, you don't have to get a mansion on the beach. You can visit the beach. Camping is a great one. My dad did that with me when I was a kid. Camping is a great camping, boating. You know, you don't, doesn't cost a lot of dollars. And you've got to save for those college funds, right? So we got to find a way to pinch a few pennies here and there. This is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, a station for talking business. Hey, what if you have a apartment house or an account that you want to give away? You want to give it to your children or something like that? There are gifting rules. We've all heard of that. Right now, they're indexed, so every year it goes up a little bit. And I'm winging it. It's around $15,000 right now, $14,000 to $15,000. So that means that a couple could give to each of their children, or any person, doesn't have to be children, anybody. You could gift to anyone. But if you exceed that gifting standard amount, there can be a gift tax. And that's what people have heard. So what if you wanted? What if that doesn't get you there fast enough, you know, doing just that amount annually? There's another way of doing it. There's a form called a 709. I have an older one in my hand here. United States Gift and Generation Skipping Transfer Tax Return. What most of you are not aware of is that our current tax laws for a state say that you can leave your spouse unlimited assets and there's no tax at all. Also says you can leave up to $5 million to anyone, even a stranger, and there's no tax, believe it or not, which is the way it should be, in my opinion, if you're curious. These assets are all taxed once already. Estate tax is a secondary tax on a dollar that is already taxed, which is, in my opinion, probably one of the most evil taxes there is. Pay tax once now, right? And that goes for everyone. Goes for you, too. We want you to pay taxes only once, not twice during your lifetime on the same dollar bill. That's a hard headwind to overcome. But if you fill out this 709, I would suggest you talk to a expert in the area of legal estate work, a estate planning attorney, not moi on this one. And you can fill this form out and file it with the and tell the U.S. government, hey, you know that $5 million you'll let me leave after I die? tax-free. I want to use it now. And you actually chew into it by filling this form out. So let's just say you had $5 million of assets now, and the law says after you die, you can leave $5 million. Well, if you use it up through this form, then after you die, you have zero, right? So you're using up a credit that was originally put there only for after death, but very few people realize this is what you would do if you wanted to gift an apartment building. Let's say you have a 6-unit and you have 2 children, you want to gift it to them because you're at the point of your life now where you don't want to maintain it, you don't need it, and you have other things, you're living a simple, quieter life, which is often the case and what we hope for you at that stage of life. You can actually give, exceed the gifting annual limits by seeing a professional and filling a form. And you may be able to do this yourself online today. I'm not hip like that. I wouldn't myself. I'm a certified financial planner professional with 40 years experience. And anytime I do anything like that, I always want the expert professional's hand on the mark. Willing to pay more for it. You know, an old manager of mine once said, get the very best professional so you have someone to blame if it doesn't work right. If you do it, what do you blame, right? So don't dance outside of your scope, I think is a good idea. It's best for people in the complex fields like finance, medicine, I think, to be specialists. Jack of all trades, not good. I've been asked, I'm going to exaggerate, but not by much, you know, 40,000 times in 40 years, would I do a client's tax return? And I always said, I don't even do my own. And I completely value the objective viewpoint I get from my CPA friends out there in the CPA world. And as they know, when I send clients to see them, I always praise the value of a good advice like that. And it depends on where you are, you know, in things. If you've got a very simple return and you're a young rascal who's got the energy to stay up after working all day and do it yourself and save a few bucks, it's probably fine. TurboTax, other type of programs are available to do that. But there are some creative things you can do in the tax world that I don't believe those. So I know those softwares are not going to catch. But I also believe that most of you don't need that. So if you have a small business or investment property, I would highly suggest that you have an objective third party, a viewpoint on your taxes, because I do believe that that's in your best interest to do that. Diversity of opinion, diversity of advice is good. Remember now, all advice is good because you don't have to take any of it. It means why not listen, right? You can always take what you need, mix it all around, and throw out the rest. Hopefully we offer you a good stew of information on the Money Talk Show. Hey, last December, I was very fortunate. I got to go to Guatemala on a fishing trip of a lifetime where I went for, you know, big sailfish and mahi-mahi, stuff like that, you know. Caught a bunch of them, had a ball. But what was interesting was before I went, somebody very smart, I can't remember who it was, somebody very smart said, hey, did you talk to your insurance company yet, your health insurance? And I said, no, why? He said, well, why don't you just call them and ask them, how do they operate in Guatemala? Wow. So I called our insurance company in our office, doesn't matter which one it was, and they sent me this beautiful envelope and a travel kit that told me, I gave them the address I'd be staying at, this little fishing resort, you know, and they gave me the nearest dental office, the nearest chiropractor that would take my coverage. And I had addresses, phone numbers, and I took them with me to Guatemala. So I think it's a great idea to check that out. Matter of fact, it was my cousin David that mentioned to check that out and try that. It's a good idea. So if you're going to travel, especially to a place like that outside the country, I would absolutely speak with your insurance company prior to going to find out most of the time you will find that you're covered in a very similar manner. But I think if you got over there, like in Guatemala, and was hurt and your coverage wasn't accepted, now you're a cash payer. Now I think the price goes through the roof because of who you are. So you want to be able to use your coverage. I think it's very vulnerable position if you're outside the country in a foreign land and you're a cash payer for health care. I think you're going to suddenly the prices go way up, I think, or at least there's a potential for that. This is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, your station for talking business. 437-5000, 1-888-345-0790. Hey, last week I talked a little bit about Harley Davidson. These are what you call social trends, I guess. And Barron's did a nice piece on this. That's a great paper if you want to read something about more sophisticated type investing. Barron's is terrific. I like Kiplinger's for the beginners out there. But the Barron's article, and it was the front page of a very popular paper, you know, it was about Harley Davidson and what they're facing right now. And the concept is that the next generation of younger people that would normally buy motorcycles, although many older people do too, but I think it's, if you look at the age groups, you're going to find more of it's younger. It's believed, at least anyway, by demographic experts, that the group now that's at the age to buy motorcycles just aren't into that, you know. Not so much into the wilderness either. You know, I've read a few articles about, you know, northern states like New York. I like to go up there. It's beautiful in the mountains. Having trouble recruiting rangers and things, I think. And I understand this. No, I don't mean this critically at all. Younger people are thinking of education and an exciting job, and many young people want to be near cities. You know, it's usually the old guy like me that likes the quiet lake, right? The young ones want the nightlife and the excitement. That's understandable. I was there once myself, so I get it. Now, our stock market, again, I think is priced nicely right now. That means I do not believe it's any kind of a deal. So please don't speculate too much on it. When everybody hates something, I was having a conversation this morning with another professional person in my field, Jerry, and we talked about the best time to buy anything is when everybody hates it. You know, if you've got a quality piece of real estate, there's nothing wrong with it, and you've lost money on it 5 years in a row, I would love to talk to you. Because when you're frustrated with it and can't take it anymore, I'll buy it from you at the best deal on the street. Now, you should know better than make that mistake, okay? Don't panic on anything unless it's a highly speculative issue, like, you know, a little penny stock or something, maybe. But if you have broadly diversified mutual funds, real estate, you got to be willing to be a tough head when prices drop. And just ask yourself, you know, when do I need this money? Is time on my side? And if time is not on your side at that point, it probably means that you had the account structured in too aggressive a manner before the breakdown occurred. So this is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, and we'll be right back.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts Iced Coffee is America's iced coffee, now available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 North and South still busy due to earlier crashes, but you're starting to move a little bit better on both of those roads. 95 South a little bit heavier for you. 195 Westbound still on the brakes as you come out of the Seekonk line all the way into the split. 146 still backed up and slow from Mineral Spring Ave. If you're on 6 inbound right now, you're slow from Dean and Atwell's into the merge with 95. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home, too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
And it's invisible.
It's the fence that makes sense. Get the invisible fence.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808. Keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
I'm where you are, where you will be.
This is Charles Huskey. Olivet Nazarene University believes that an education unlocks a person's potential. They believe an educated person has a positive impact on his or her community. They believe that education is not something to be contained, but imparted to the world. They believe in you. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. Olivet Nazarene University, where you are, to where you will be.
Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Over 50,000 people have requested our gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Find out how quick and easy it can be to convert your retirement fund to gold. Just call 800-900-8000 right now. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Money Talk with Steve Bobe, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to the Money Talk Show on AM 790. This is your station for talk and business. Hey, check out our podcast at 790business.com. I do it once in a while. It's good critique, you know. When I started doing radio 25 years ago, I was very nervous. I still am a little bit. That's a good thing, I think, though, you know. But much more so in the beginning, obvious. And my filler word was and I would say and too much. So I would play back recordings of myself and try to grind that out of me. When you're new on the radio and younger, you're afraid of a little bit of dead air. And as you get a little bit older, you understand it's not a big deal. Relax, you know. All kinds of technical stuff always going on in the high-tech world of radio. Hey, these new ETFs I've been talking about are really quite interesting. About 75% of all the new money being invested in the professional world today, you know, if you go see a pro, surely if you come see me, I have my clients and majority of my own funds in these. I also own a particular individual stock. I own a closed-end mutual fund. We own one or two traditional mutual funds, but I would say that 80% of all of the advisory we give today, we think they're probably the best tool most of the way. Very low cost, obviously. And, you know, no high-paid managers. In the argument, of course, you all heard on the S&P 500, it's very hard for a mutual fund that invests in those kind of companies, big American companies, you know, to beat that index. And the index is just so cheap to own. You're not paying big managers and things like that. So I believe, like most professionals do believe, that active management has its place. But it's not every category. I do not want to own an actively managed growth and income fund. No thanks. And the problem with that is you can look back in history and find ones that beat the index. That doesn't mean they'll beat it going forward. And a matter of fact, if you're a golfer, you will know that other than Tiger Woods' run or a handful of that level caliber golfer in time, was very rare to have someone win that much. But take out, you know, a handful of the great ones, and the majority of the time in golf, you don't know who's going to win it. And a leaderboard changes a lot, you know. And so trying to pick funds that are going to beat an index, that makes sense. You know, if you're going to go with a fund like that, why not try to get one that has a record of doing better? The problem is, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. And as a matter of fact, oftentimes it's a guarantee of different behavior going forward. Things in the financial world behave in strange ways, folks. So be very careful. It can be very tricky. And individual stocks are the riskiest thing you can do. It carries all the risk that every other investment has and also adds the rather frightening element of individualness, meaning if you buy one stock of one company, one leader of that company could run the company aground or develop bad habits or just make a bad decision. Industries are pretty predictable. You know, when the technology industry is down, it's going to go up. When it's up, it's going to go down. But any one company, you just never know. You just never know. Hey, year-to-date, let's take a look at this iShares ETF for emerging markets. It's primarily to generate income. And again, I'm not recommending this to anyone. It's just an example, and I thought it would be best if I used something I was very familiar with. There are 300,000 of these things, and I surely am not knowledgeable of all of them. So here we go. A year-to-date return for this fund is up about 14% year-to-date. That's very nice. Expense ratio of 0.49. That's a goal for me and my clients and my own money. I want expense ratios of a target of 0.5% or even less. Less or the better, right? About $40 a share, dividend of about 4 or 5%. If you do any research on this guy yourself, it's a BlackRock fund, DVYE, you will find that it has an inconsistent dividend because the companies are located in several different nations in the emerging markets. And each of those different nations have different calendar years. And so if they have a different calendar year, guess what happens at different times? Right, dividends. So a dividend is really strong one quarter of the year, really weak the other quarter, and kind of medium the other two. So it's inconsistent. And therefore, if you pull up this fund on a research, like a Big Charts or a Bloomberg, it'll only take, often these sites, what they do is they take the last quarterly dividend and they multiply it by four. Well, that only works with funds that have consistent dividends. And it's very rare, as a matter of fact, very rare, to have a fund with an inconsistent dividend like this. And the reason, as I mentioned, is because it's regional and there's several countries involved. And believe it or not, they all have their own tax years and calendar years, things of that nature. Dividend yield 4.39%. SEC yield as of March, 4.9. 0.49 expense ratio. That means everything after 0.5%, you get. Nice. Some of the top holdings here are companies like oil and gas, financials, consumer services, utilities, telecommunications, Taiwan and China and Russia and Thailand are the biggest holdings. Greece is at the bottom. They give you a little map of the world to show you what parts of the world to invest in. It's great because it's really different. And there's almost nothing in Africa, almost nothing in Australia, very little at all in the Middle East, nothing in South America, a little bit of Brazil, about eight cents on a dollar. But imagine a 5% dividend. How nice is that, huh? And as interest rates rise, as they will going forward, how fast they will rise, I don't know. But they got a long way to go, as they do that. These dividends on these funds we're talking about, and if you put, seven or eight of these things together as a diversified pool, or portfolio, if you will, you might have a dividend of 4% that you could take. And many people use that as a guideline at retirement. If I take just 4% off my money, then I can't outlive it. Well, you surely can't outlive it if it's just your dividend. And I will tell you that in the last couple of years, meeting with people nearing their retirement, the most happy, excited people are the ones that learn that you can get dividends at this level. Because I understand if I can get dividends that pays me income, I don't have to be selling shares. Wouldn't it be nice if you could get just income from your money and leave the principal behind to continue to make income for someone you love or a good cause in this world? So it's a good thing if you can. Most of us don't have enough savings to do this, unfortunately, but a portion of you will. And just take your dividends alone on an account. You don't have to. You have no trading costs. You have no selling. You just tell the brokerage company, please gather my dividends for me and pay them to me once a month. Whatever ones came in during the month, direct deposit to my checking account, oftentimes at no charge at all. Dividend reinvestments can be done at no cost today. There's a lot of ways of investing today, very inexpensively, but you got to take some time, to poke around. So if you take a look at some of these emerging markets funds, be careful of leverage funds. Leverage funds usually have in the name two times or three times. And there are some emerging market funds right now that are, because they magnify by borrowing, and I do not recommend most people get involved with this. It's very risky. And they're probably up about 45% year to date. Can you imagine that? But when they go down like a rocket too. So be very careful if you are researching mutual fund performance. Late in the economic cycle like this, these leverage funds that multiply your return start showing up on the leaderboard as the best returns because they have been. But what isn't obvious to you is that the difference in risk level is monstrous. It's not just half. It's worse than that. If you have a leveraged mutual fund and the share price of the underlying assets goes astray and you hold it for too long, you can actually have a performance that's not two times up or down. It's seven or eight times and have some tremendous losses. We don't allow them in client accounts in our office. That's how crazy these things can be. Just wanted to warn you about them. Late cycle like this, when things have been, stock prices have been going up for about 5 years, you start seeing these leveraged funds showing up in, the local paper that you read. Don't buy them now. If they're leveraged and they just had a, 80% two-year period, I wouldn't stay away from that. So there's a little danger there right now when markets are, in my opinion, at least the U.S. market, fully priced. And not very prime for speculation. Hey, this has been Steve Bove in for Don Silva tonight. Thank you. Tune in Monday night, tomorrow night for baseball, I guess. And Monday night, of course, for Don Sowa on the Money Talk Show right here on AM 790, your station for talk and business.